In July, an interview was conducted with Republican State Auditor Mary Mosman. We were curious about the reason there seemed to be more and more stories of misconduct uncovered during the auditing process. Mosman says that her office uncovered more fraud than any other in Iowa's history, and she credits a few areas for that feat. She says not only are public employees helping to ferret out corruption, but new laws that require audits for agencies that were previously overlooked went into effect in 2013. That has put those books under scrutiny. Mosman also said that her goal is to prevent the misuse of funds in the first place, negating the need to prosecute for those offenses. The post with the most engagements in August was also one that appeared as a top five story of 2018. Social media brought the topic of women being followed in local stores to our attention, and that led to an interview with Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke. He urged all of the women who had made posts on Facebook to also report the incidents to law enforcement so they could follow through. Then he cautioned women to be aware of their surroundings and to notify store staff and law enforcement if they see anything suspicious. The September story of the murder of an Iowa State University golfer grabbed headlines worldwide, but the story hit much closer to home when it was learned the homeless man believed to be responsible for the violent act was originally from Coon Rapids. 22-year-old Colin Daniel Richards was arrested and charged with first-degree murder in the killing of 22-year-old Celia Barquin Arizamina on September 17th on a golf course in Ames. Collins is being held in the Story County Jail on a $5 million cash-only bond pending his trial. A pretrial conference is scheduled for April 12th of 2019. 2018 was a year rife with stories involving juvenile offenders and what appears to be increased calls to our local schools. In October, the second most Facebook engagements of the year came from a story out of a Greene County middle school classroom. Readers were shocked to learn that a 10-year-old male had destroyed the classroom, broke cell phones and computer equipment, then assaulted a teacher. A tragic accident brought the community together in November when a Carroll man was airlifted to Des Moines with serious injuries following a single car accident. 23-year-old Seth Brockman survived the early morning accident south of Carroll that split the vehicle he was driving nearly in two and is recovering at a hospital in Des Moines. And in December, our Facebook followers clicked furiously on a story about a man who got arrested simply for taking a nap. Well, he took that nap at someone else's residence. The Carroll Police Department took 54-year-old Robert Arnold into custody and charged him with trespassing after the resident reported an unknown male asleep on their couch. To all our Facebook friends, thank you for relying on us to provide you the information you need each and every day of the year. With 2018 mostly in the rearview mirror, we want to look ahead to a 2019 we sincerely hope is filled with more good news than bad, that our friendships will remain strong, and that we can end 2019 by calling many more of you our friends than ever before. Happy New Year to everyone from me, Chantel Grove, and Nathan Cones, your Carroll Broadcasting News Department.